Я бы хотел...
I would like once more to respond to the statement by the representative of Ukraine, and I'm getting tired to repeating the truth about the fact that the Zaporizhia atomic station is a Russian facility, and we only have the Russian guard unit. There are no military there. It's a fact. But we heard about the Chernobyl accident as a so-called proof of unreliable Russian nuclear technology. Now, in fact, the Chernobyl reactor was built in 1977, just about half a century ago. Russia has never built such things abroad, and nor did the Soviet Union. But moreover, the Chernobyl accident was a typical Ukrainian accident. Now, why am I saying that? There were 17 blocks there built there, and it wasn't exactly the height of nuclear technology. It had all of the good and bad properties of the nuclear blocks of its time. But the 17 units, of those, we only had one that blew up, and the 11 in Russia were used normally throughout their life cycle. Four of them have been decommissioned because of a lack of resources, and the remainder continue operating. So why did one blow up in Ukraine? Well, the Ukrainian that facility came under the Ukrainian Electrification Ministry, and the personnel were selected by the Ukrainian Ministry, which had charge of the unit. The dangerous experiment there was also approved by the Domenergo Ukrainian organization, and the developer of the reactor wasn't informed. The Ukrainian staff broke all imaginable and unimaginable rules of exploitation. They did things that nobody who understands a reactor would even think about doing. The accident was the result of that incompetence. And then there were accusations made against Russia. Now, I will repeat. All of the reactors outside Ukraine operated and continue to operate normally. I thank you, Chairman.